The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 17 of Love Now. Today's title is The True Test of Your Love. Jim Elliot said, "Rest in this. It is His business to lead, command, send, call, or whatever you want to call it. It is your business to obey, follow, move, and respond." Our text today is John 14:15. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Jesus lays down a strong, straightforward description of our love for Him. If we really love Him, we will obey what He has commanded. I have often told my children that it is not their words that prove they love me. Sure, I love to hear them say it, but the evidence that they love and respect me is whether or not they obey. I heard this statement from a young age and have repeated it to my children. Delayed obedience is disobedience. I also once read, "Delayed obedience is just a nicer way to say disobedience." Obedience is doing what you are supposed to do when you are supposed to do it. If your parents order you to do something and you wait weeks to act, they will not reward you for finally doing what they said. If you saw your child chasing a ball as he was headed toward a crowded street and you hollered, "Stop!" you would want immediate obedience. In that situation, their life would depend on how quickly they responded. In July 1976, Israeli commandos made a daring raid at an airport in Entebbe, Uganda, in which 103 Jewish hostages were freed. In less than 15 minutes, the soldiers had killed all seven of the kidnappers and set the captives free. As successful as the rescue was, however, three of the hostages were killed during the raid. As the commandos entered the terminal, they shouted in Hebrew, "Get down! Crawl!" The Jewish hostages understood and laid down on the floor, while the guerrillas, who did not speak Hebrew, were left standing. Quickly, the rescuers shot the upright kidnappers. But two of the hostages hesitated, perhaps to see what was happening, and were also cut down. One young man was lying down and actually stood up when the commandos entered the airport. He too was shot with the bullets meant for the enemy. Had these three heeded the soldiers' command, they would have been freed with the rest of the captives. This is a tragic but true illustration of why you must not delay in your obedience. You could also say that delayed love does not illustrate God's love. In the greatest commandment, Matthew 22:36-40, God gives us the imperative to love Him and others. If we don't love now, our delayed obedience will be deemed disobedience. In addition, God's love is always right now. God doesn't delay in loving us because He is always love. In His presence is love, so His love is always present tense. Since God always loves His children, believers have an endless supply of His love to extend to others. Therefore, we have no excuse to wait to love someone else when God enables us to love now. Here are some questions to consider today. In what ways does immediate obedience demonstrate your love for God? How are you doing on the true test of your love for God? Reflect and respond to the following quotes. Wicked men obey from fear. Good men obey from love. St. Augustine. One act of obedience is better than 100 sermons. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Thanks for joining us today.